All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up in Perek Chof Gimel in Knias HaAnava, how to acquire the Midah of humility. So we're picking up again the red edition on page Resh Mem Aleph. So the Ramchal writes, "V'hinei berosh kol hamafsidin," at the head of all the head of all midos that ultimately prevent one from actualizing a sense of anava, a sense of humility. Huasichlus umiyat hayidiyah haamidis. It's foolishness, and lack of knowledge. Kitira, this is actually very interesting. She'in ha'gaiva mitzuya yoser, elabi misha sachal yoser. This is such a fascinating dynamic that sometimes you only find gaiva with people who are foolish. I mean, wise people are often humble, foolish people are often arrogant. Now, why is that? Rabbi Sina Zichron Livracha Amru, the rabbis explained, because the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, Simen Legasas Ruach Anias HaTorah. If you want to see a simen, a sign for arrogance, look at somebody who is spiritually impoverished. So an individual, ultimately, again, who doesn't... In other words, what the Ramchal is saying over here is that when a person has Torah, so a person knows what they don't know, and a person knows what they are not. If a person doesn't have Torah, then it's easier for a person to become a Baal Gaiva, because a person could easily think they know everything. V'chein Amru, Simen Delo Yod Klum Shibuche. Similarly, again, if you look at the quotes over here, the Tzar, if you look at footnote 33 in the red edition, he says, Simen Delo Yod Klum Shibuche, Simen La Adam She'ene Yodea Klum, a Simen. If you want to see a sign that a person knows nothing, hamishabeach es atzmo, it's someone ultimately who praises himself. Kilomar hisnasus v'hagayva nomi michesar nachachma, that literally an inflated sense of self and arrogance often stem from a lack of wisdom. He goes on in another couple of things. Va'amru od koskimar bav mitzia istira beligena kish kish karya. So what does this mean? Take a look at 34, footnote 34. Sela echad biligina, if you have one coin in a jug, miskashkesh umashmiya kol. This is actually a great saying. So literally, it's istira biligina. It's on.
They don't get
video.
They're not getting videos?
It's Netflix. And they could, it's on. I'm not, yeah. Have they subscribed? I don't know, it's on. Right?
Okay.
I can't give Ramchal and manage videos, I'm saying. So this is actually a beautiful statement of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Istira belegena kish kish. This is actually a beautiful idea. If you have one coin in a jug, it makes a lot of noise. In other words, what is the Zohar saying? That if you have a jug that's filled with coins, then ultimately, again, the jug, you can't hear anything rattling around. But if there's only one coin in the jug, it makes an incredible amount of noise in the jug. So again, that's also symbolic of the idea, when the jug is filled with Torah, then ultimately, again, there's not a lot of rattling. When is there a lot of rattling? When is there a lot of rash? When there's only very little within the jug itself. Od Amru Bereshis, another is called another beautiful medrash. What's the medrash? Sha'alu li'ilani srak. They ask, what's that? Ilani srak are trees that do not bear fruit. Trees that do not bear fruit. So what do they say to ilani srak? They said, mipnei ma kolchem nishma. Why is it that you make so much noise? In other words, that over here you have a situation where the trees themselves don't bear any fruit, but yet they're making an incredible amount of noise. Amru, they said, halavai yihye kolinu nishma minizacher. We make a lot of noise because we want our voices to be heard and we should be remembered. As well, says an incredible yisod. Kvara inu shemosha again. So the ilani srak ultimately again are trees that do not bear any kind of significant fruit. And yet, again, they make an incredible amount of noise. This notion that things sometimes that do not actually accomplish anything seem to make the greatest amount of noise in life. He goes on, he says, Ukvara inu shemosha shumufcha shebechala adam haya anav mikala adam. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the greatest of all men, was also the most humble of all men. It's an incredible yisod. We see this throughout life. You know, the people who have something to say on everything, generally have very little substantively to contribute. The people who make the most noise, the people who always need to comment, the people who always have the right answer, generally they don't have any answers. Why? Because again, when there's one coin, it makes an incredible amount of noise. And that's a siman of gaiva, because when a person has Torah, a person knows what they don't, what they know, but a person also knows that there's much more that they don't know. And that engenders a certain sense of humility. And again, he goes on. What else detracts ultimately from humility? He says, "Hu ha'ischabrus o ha'hishtamish b'vnei adam chanefim." It's surrounding yourself with yes people. Right? Literally, chanifa means people who ingratiate themselves just for the purpose of getting something from you. But the truth is, we all like to be complimented, and we all like to have our ego stoked, and some people, dafka, surround themselves with others who do that for them. And I will say this, of course, is a very dangerous thing. If you look at number 36, he says, "O'ishtamish b'vnei adam chanefim." So he writes over here, "L'ki chasom l'sheiruso kishamashimu kipikidim." Taking into your service, ultimately, people who will just engage in chanifa, will engage in baseless flattery. "Asher lignov libo because we'll say a person should always realize, and again, it sounds like a little bit of a cynical statement, but at the same time, a person has to live life at least with the reality of this dynamic, that sometimes people ultimately who are very complimentary and people who are a little bit too nice sometimes are trying to get something from you. Now, I want to be clear. Doesn't mean that nice people are trying to always get something from you. But what it means is that sometimes people who are always complimenting, always stoking the ego, always doing these things, that lemaisa, again, sometimes it's in order to go ahead and be able to get something out of you. And so a person has to realize this dynamic exists, and therefore lemaisa, again, should be careful with who they surround themselves. Ulefamim shemash yeshbo, and I will say sometimes the interesting thing about flattery is we receive flattery about things that are the polar opposite of exactly what we are. Right? You're such a nice guy. Meanwhile, you're a rotten bum. Right? Meaning, again, that's the holy sort of flattery. See, the problem with Hanifa in general is that with flattery, if a person thinks that they're good in a particular area, it takes away the catalyst and the motivation to improve yourself in any area. So be careful who you surround yourselves with. Well, so that's why, you know, this is, I feel like we mentioned this recently, I don't remember in what context though, that the hallmark of a good friend is someone who will give you mussar, and someone who will tell you when you're doing something wrong. The problem is that many times in life, the people we surround ourselves with, they tiptoe around us often, and they're unwilling to give us full and you know, unfiltered feedback. And to have someone who's going to tell you, "You're great, of course you're a great guy, but, you know, there's this, and there's this, and there's this, and there's this," that's an incredible, incredible gift in life. So what he's saying over here is the problem is if I only surround myself by people who just always compliment me all day, even if some of those compliments are deserved, at the end of the day, that's not good for my personal maturation. At the end of the day, people are very, literally, das ha'adam kala, which here, if you look in the footnote in 39, he says, lehis hapech. It's easy for us to be won over by positive words. V'tiva chalash u'mispata benakel. Our teva, our nature is weak. Mispata benakel means we're often seduced easily. Kol shekin bedavar she'ilav hunote beteva. All the more so, again, with something that we have a natural proclivity towards. In other words, that I want to believe that I'm good. I want to believe that I'm doing the right thing. So if there's someone who's going to always tell me, "You're great, you're wonderful, you're the best," okay, I'm going to be very receptive to that particular message. Al kein bishamo es hadvarim ha'ela. Therefore, I will say, when you hear these things, yotzi mipishu ma'amin lo, yikansu bo ke'eres b'chos. We'll say, listen to what he says. Therefore, and this is an incredible yisod. That's it, when he says, when you hear someone compliment you, so to a certain degree, and someone who you believe, so it has to be a little bit like venom from an angry snake. V'nimtza nofel bereshes hagaiva v'nishbar. Why? Because again, it is so easy to fall into the trap and into the net of gaiva. So you hear what he's saying over here, that lemaisa, at the end of the day,
And again, this is a fine balance. I'm not saying we shouldn't get compliments. It's good to get compliments. It's good to get positive reinforcement. But at the same time, if everybody's always complimentary, first off, if everybody around you is always complimenting you, watch your back, right? Because something, right? Someone wants something from you. But in addition to that, it's not good for your own maturation. That a person has to realize, yes, I have good things in me, but there's so much I have to work on. Therefore, when a person hears praise, number one, a person has to take it with a grain of salt. And number two, a person should realize that might be good in particular areas, but there are many other areas that ultimately need a lot of work. Mostly, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem with the end of this parak tomorrow.